The Greek word epiphany means appearance or manifestation. Multiple revelations of Jesus as God are celebrated on this Feast of the Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany has an interesting history and arose from the commemoration of various events in the childhood or early ministry of our Lord in which his divinity was revealed. In the Western Church, the Feast of the Epiphany celebrates Jesus' first appearance to the Gentiles, represented by the Magi. While in the Eastern Church, the Epiphany event is celebrated in commemoration of the baptism of Christ, when the Father and the Holy Spirit gave combined testimony to Jesus' identity as Son of God. Later in the synagogue at Nazareth, Jesus revealed himself as the promised Messiah. And at Cana, Jesus revealed his divinity by transforming water into wine. The church celebrates all these epiphany events in our Mass today. Today's gospel teaches us how Christ enriches those who bring him their hearts. The adoration of Magi fulfills the oracle of Isaiah in the first reading, prophesying that the nations of the world would travel to the holy city following a brilliant light and would bring gold and frankincense to contribute to the worship God. Our responsorial psalm includes a verse about kings coming from foreign lands to pay homage to a just king in Israel. While Paul's letter to the church of Ephesus in today's second reading expresses God's secret plan in clear terms. The Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Today's gospel reminds us that if God permitted the Magi, foreigners and pagans, to recognize and give Jesus proper respect as the King of Jews, we should know that there is nothing in our sinful lives that will keep God from bringing us to Jesus. There were three groups of people who reached to the epiphany of Christ's birth. The first group, headed by King Herod the Great, tried to eliminate the child. The second group, the priests and scribes, ignored him. And the third group, represented by the shepherds and the Magi, came to adore him. We need to make sure we belong to the third group. And we can do that by worshiping Jesus at Mass with our love, by giving a new direction to our lives. Just as the Magi chose another route to return to their homes, we need to choose a better way of life, abstaining from our many human weaknesses. By becoming stars, leading others to Jesus, as a star led the Magi to Jesus. What really strikes me amazing was the journey the three wise men made, traveling from a distant land to go on an extended journey to give gifts to a newborn king. At that time, there were no first-class flights or Amtrak to provide for such a comfortable trip. Today, we can imagine their journey may be somewhat similar to us getting a horse and traveling two states away to follow a star. I wonder, would we in our day of modern conveniences commit to such a trip? But the story of the Magi, the story of Epiphany, differs from the story of any other search for God ever made. These exotic, wealthy, intellectual men, with every tool at their disposal, were unable to end their search, unable to find God, until they had plunged themselves totally, openly, and trustingly into the most ordinary circumstances imaginable. A stable that harbors animals for a few nights, a peasant girl, a baby, and maybe somewhat a bewildered husband. With the journey of the Magi, humankind's search for God took on a totally new dimension. No more could that search be made by leaving humanity and its concerns behind. From now on, God would reveal himself through the efforts, the cares of human beings. And the face of God is no further away from you than the person next to you. We are on the same journey as the Magi in our lives. We have that innate desire to seek God in our lives. And all of our journeys are a little different, but we are seeking the same God, and the gifts that we bring to him is our love and trust. Yes, we stumble on our journey from time to time, but God also takes care of those stumbles by giving us the sacrament of reconciliation. He also provides for us through the journey of Lent to help us to love him more fully. If we are to find God in our lives of other people, then that means that others must be able to find God in us. Our lives are the instruments that God gave us to show his presence to others. Whatever our gifts in life may be, we must use them to the fullest. But the sincerity with which we carry out this role is infinitely important. Mary, Queen of Peace.